The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you're listening to Fresh FM. My name is Shannon and today I'm chatting to David, who is the chair of the Nelson Symphony Orchestra. Now they have a show coming up very soon, the Orchestral Reflections. Can you tell us a bit about this show?
So this is a celebration of 60 years of the Nelson Symphony Orchestra. So our wonderful music director, Jason Baller, has gone through the catalogue of what the orchestra's played in the past. Obviously a huge number of performances, and picked out some snippets, some crowd favourites. So we'll be playing those Saturday and Sunday.
And yourself, David, how long have you been involved with the orchestra?
About 4 years. So I got dragged in, just they needed a clarinet player, and then... As often happens, after a year or so at an AGM, they were looking for volunteers for the committee. So I put my hand up and then took on the role of chair. So it's just an organisational role, but as well, obviously, I play in the orchestra, which is wonderful.
And how many members, roughly, are there currently in the orchestra?
Full-size orchestra, so about 40 players. So it's a fabulous, it's a big sound. We can bring in additional players as required. So some of the pieces demand more horn players, trombones, horns, trumpets, that sort of thing. So we've got quite an extensive list of players, particularly over in Wellington, graduates of the School of Music over there, and we can bring them in to bolster our numbers as necessary. And then we bring in soloists from all around the country, and even international soloists as well for some of our programmes.
Wow. And on average, how many performances do you put on a year?
So we put on four concerts or four events per year. And some of them are just Saturday night. Some of them as... For our event this weekend, a Saturday night concert, then a Sunday afternoon matinee. And the matinees are quite good because they reach a slightly different audience. They're good for families with younger children. They're good for some of the older audience who don't particularly want to come out on a Saturday night. But then, of course, for most people, it's a typical Saturday night. It's a big event. Everyone dresses up and we have a glass of wine afterwards and a bit of food and that sort of thing. So it's a lovely evening out.
And how much preparation will go into a performance like this? I imagine you've had rehearsals left, right and centre. How many months of prep, roughly, would you say?
So the committee basically plans a year ahead. So we've already got our dates locked in for next year, and we're in the process of locking in the conductors. Where our music director Jason does two of the concerts, takes two of the concerts per year, and then we look at a couple of guest conductors. Several months out, the conductor will come up with a proposed program and some input from the committee. It's largely the conductor's call, but obviously we're aware of our ability, if you like, the level that we can play in, what instrumentation is easily available. And so a couple of months out, 3 or 4 months out, we'll finalise the programme. Then we have to order the music, get that in, distribute it. And we start rehearsals about 5 weeks before the concert. So the first 3 weeks, it's just one night a week, Wednesday evenings. Then the last 2 weeks before the performance, it gets fairly intense. So, for instance, this week, the final week before the performance, we've got a rehearsal tonight, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday morning, concert Saturday night, the concert Sunday afternoon. So by the end of it, we'll be well played out and looking forward to a well-deserved break.
Absolutely. And for someone listening to this who might play an instrument already, what's the process like to join an orchestra, David?
We're very lucky. It's a typical Nelson. It attracts quite high calibre players who are here as much for the lifestyle as sort of income. So a lot of the players, they're semi-professional musicians. They've got performance degrees. Several of the music teachers at local schools come and play with us. It's not hard and fast rules, but typically we'd look at a minimum sort of grade 8, which is the sort of highest amateur qualification. It depends a bit, as I say, on the instruments. Some areas, particularly brass, we struggle to get players. There's a lot of demand from the brass band in the region, so we're a bit more flexible when it comes to brass players. But we do tend to sort of punch above our weight, so we do attract quite high-quality players.
And how is the future looking for the Nelson Symphony Orchestra?
Wonderful. Rosy. No, it's very exciting. I mean, there's the world of Western classical music is huge, so there's heaps and heaps of music that we haven't explored. It's always easy to get conductors. They're keen to come and play with us. There's a constant throughput of soloists, young players. The orchestra is well placed. We obviously can't afford to bring in the seasoned veterans from overseas, but New Zealand does produce some very high quality young performers, and so they can come and hone their skills, develop their skills with an orchestra like ours before they move on to the international scene. So yeah, it's plenty of opportunities still for us to come.
Well, we thank you for bringing such beautiful music to the region and putting on these performances. So this is two performances coming up, Saturday the 14th of June, Sunday the 15th of June. The Saturday concert is in the evening, 7:30 p.m. at the Nelson Centre of Musical Arts. And then you have the matinee on the Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Nelson Centre of Musical Arts. Where can our listeners go to find out more information or get their hands on a ticket for this?
So two websites, the NCMA website and the Nelson Symphony Orchestra website, and you can book tickets online. You can book tickets on the night, but we always hope that they're sold out long before. So yeah, do get your tickets in. It's going to be fabulous, fabulous concert. Some wonderful music. I mean, the absolute epitome of Western music: Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Berlioz, Rossini, fabulous opera music. So it's just going to be a terrific performance. It's great fun to play. I'm very lucky to be part of the orchestra.
I'm really excited to see it. Thanks again for your time today, David. And we'll also share this information on our Fresh FM social media channel. So thank you, and look forward to seeing you at, I'm still trying to decide because I've got a wee lady who I know would love to accompany me to the matinee. But then when you set the scene of the evening, I was like, actually, Mum might enjoy it.
Grown up time, Mum.
Dressing up, glass of wine, bit of beautiful music.
Come to both.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's the plan. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Shannon.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.